in a keg, wooden keg, 100 pounds. Never see one no more. No, we didn't. Well, we're talking about old.
They used to sell this real light wood. In fact, I think they still do sell it. Even lighter than that. It'd be cut in a little round thing you could put in a jug.
We've got them now. Yes, the ones we got now are blue. I've used a many paper funnels. Roll of paper and make it in the shape of a funnel and pour the water down to it into a jug or bottle. Paper funnel.
And what did you use to stop up your jar?
Sealing wax. Come in bars, about 6-7 inches long. Well, you melt that on the stove, and then just seal the jug.
How about just for a short time? Suppose you've broken the seal and you're corn cob.
You're corn cob? Couldn't get no cork, had before cork come around.
I see.
And then the cork bottle took the place of corn cob, and you'd get all the cork bottles. Stoppers that you wanted, but not when I first came around here.
What kind of carpenter tools do you have?
Carpenter tools? Well, I had a plane, had a handsaw, and a hammer. Yeah, you could cut a plank in two with it. Any kind of a board. You have a place to hold it, why you just cut it right in two. First buck saw he ever saw.
I think I've seen them, but I never knew what they were.
That's the only one I know of. Take your cray comb and go down them and cray them off, all the loose hair and the manure that might be accumulated on them, when they lay them down at, clean them all off with that cray comb. And a brush, great big long brush. You go with the cray comb down the cray and the brush right behind it and smooth it down. Brush it all off. Then put your harness.
Home.